In our study of the Gospel of John, John is the last living apostle. He's telling us, bringing together all of the history of the world up to that point, bringing us all of the Old Testament, all of the New Testament. He's bringing to us the wonderment of the purpose of it all, to know the only living God. And as the Isaiah 40 would say for the theme of the Gospel of John, behold thy God, behold thy God. It's all about God. God, how are we going to behold you? By way of my Son. I sent my Son so that you could know me and honor me, experience the benefits, enjoy the privileges of all that I give you, of all that I am. Now, having said that little bit, remember now the crowd has followed him from Capernaum over, from Bethsaida over to Capernaum and etc. And they're there and they're quizzing him, trying to get him to be king. He won't be king on their terms. They would like to get, they had free meal, free everything. They like that. And they wanted, and now he's putting them to the test to see where their heart was. And their heart really wasn't there. As we read together, they wanted the bread, verse chapter 6, verse 32. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. God the Father was giving at that moment the true bread. For the bread of God is he, a person, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. So he's helping them go from a material bread that you could buy in the store, as it were, or make, to the person who gave the bread, that's God. And they said, verse 34, they said unto him, Lord, forevermore give us this bread. And they said, we're ready right now, our hands are out, fill them with bread. They didn't understand. Jesus said unto them, verse 35, I am a person, the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am that person. I am the bread. I am the water of life. I am all that you need. I am that I am. Exodus 3 and 14. But, verse 36, I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Now, they didn't believe. I just didn't believe. He's standing right in front of them. And you want the bread? Here I am. I'm standing in front of you. I am the bread of life. Right here. All you got to do is look. You're talking to him. You're listening to him. I just fed you guys the other day. And you want more bread. Well, I am the bread. I am the source. So now, with that little bit, but they did not believe, verse 36. Now, he's going to go and rebuke them. He's going to go and give them a sober reminder of what they just have said no to. I'm the bread of life. You want bread of life? Here it is. And they said, no, thank you, not on your terms. If that's the bread, if bread remains dealing with God negative, and God said, now, you have rejected, you have neglected and rejected who I am. And his rebuke is very strong, very sobering, very wonderful. Verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, that's a wonderful words, pregnant words, full of life. Full of life. And he makes it very clear. He has made it clear. He is going to continue to make it clear. Now, in order for us to make sure we're clear, let's take a look of what it means. Those wonderful words, simple, wonderful words. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Ready? We're going to go. You have to have a little work. You've got to think. I want you to put each piece, piece one, piece two, piece three, and then stick them together. And then you'll reap the benefit. Now, so, in the light of all that the Father giveth to me, all that the Father, present tense, the present, the Father is presently giving me. All that the Father is giving me, all that the Father is giving me shall come to me. All that the Father is giving. So, now, would you hang on and just, I know you know this stuff, but lock it in. You won't miss it. I'm going to make it so that, well, chapter 5 of the Gospel of John, all that the Father giveth me. Chapter 5, you know, in verse 19. I'll say it and then we'll read it. God, the living and only God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, God shows himself. He's the invisible, infinite God. There's nothing outside of God. There is no anywhere. There's billions. You just had the picture on the news and in the newspaper and some of them, newspaper of the galaxies. They spent 3,175. They took 3,175 pictures over 9 years of one spot up in the sky. One spot. And then they had the pictures after 9 years, because you keep seeing and seeing and seeing. And all of those grandeur, that picture, the grand picture, are galaxies. All of those dots. And they're filled with trillions of stars, and that's in one spot. And God said, I made so many stars that you'll never count them. And I made so many grains of sand, you'll never count them. You can't count them. Why did you do that, God? Because I want you to know the creation, my ability to make stars that are endless as far as you're concerned, is but a small expression of my infinite person. You want to know how good I am, how great I am. Now, all right, all that the Father giveth me. John chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, most assuredly, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. The Lord Jesus Christ is sent by God the Father, in his born in Bethlehem of Judea, perfect humanity, perfect deity in one, and his perfect humanity shows his perfect deity, and God shows himself in a perfect way to us humans made in his image and likeness so that we can come to grips with God, the invisible, infinite God we could never come to grips with, so that we could handle him, so that we could see it. Now, but the Son represents the Father. Verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. The will of the Father. John chapter 5, verse 36. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, the works of the Father, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. The Father, what are you doing, Lord? What is the perfect humanity Christ born in Bethlehem of Judea? What are you doing? I'm showing you God. God the Father. I'm showing you. You want to know God? Here he is. Now, God, if we go and touch you, God, then we end up touching forever. Wow. Now, keep going. Chapter 8. Chapter 8. And in, again, so you can see it. Chapter 8, please. And in verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, verse 29, is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. In my perfect humanity, I perfectly represent God the Father. Everything I say and do, where does it come from? It comes from God the Father. In my perfect humanity, I am able to express and declare and make known the Word. You read it, John 1:14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God. God of very God. There we are. Wow. So now, having said that much, over to John chapter 6. If I can, in chapter 6 and in verse 32. Jesus saith unto them, verily, verily, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you true bread, the true bread, my Father gives it, and I am that bread. My Father's giving me. My Father sends me. I am God the Son represents God the Father. So he sent me. The bread coming down, bread is from my Father, he's giving it, and here I am. Thus, and we did verse 34, 37. Now, the Lord, and thus the Lord's answer, verse 35, to all that question, give us this bread. Verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am that bread. I am that bread. I'm that bread. I'm that bread. And everyone that comes to me, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All that the Father gives to me, okay, hang on to that, are going to come to me. And thus, look at chapter 6, verse 30, well, chapter 6, verse 65. Jesus said, therefore, I said unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. You can't come, my Father, my Father, my Father. My Father has to give it. How are you going to come? Well, because my Father. So when you see me, you have to see my Father. If you don't recognize and realize I'm God, then you can't come. But if you see my Father, you're going to find me. I represent God. If you're looking for God, here he is. He's the bread of life. And when you receive him, you're going to find the Son. Aha. Now, if I can, without doing that too much right now, over, if I would, chapter 17. Chapter 17, in the end of the upper room discourse. And the great prayer of our Lord Jesus in his perfect humanity to God the Father. John chapter 17, picking up, if I can, in verse 2. I'll read verse 1 for a little context. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should have give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. So everyone that is going to get saved has to be, the Father has to give it to him. The Father has to give him all of creation. And he does. And when he gives them, I'll read verse 2 again. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men, and thou gavest me that which thou gavest me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All that the Father gives me. So the Father, what are you going to keep saying? The Father gives. Where is everyone coming from? The Father gives them. Gives them. Now, if you don't recognize that God is doing it, then you don't ever come. So now, in verse 6, the end of verse 6, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all, and they have not have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me, God, where they come from, you gave them. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. They're going to come. The Father gave them. So, Father, you gave them. Everyone. Hang on. I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. And I have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. So they understood. That's how you got saved. You realize Jesus Christ has brought to us the wonderful, wonderful grace of God in his wonderful person to get saved. Verse 9. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, and they are thine. They belong to you, God. They belong to me. You gave them to me. Verse 9, verse 10. All thine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Everything that belongs to you belongs to you. And when it belongs to you, it belongs to me. Now, you say, what's all that got to do? Well, because you're sitting here. And what we're reading about is what God has done before anything was ever created. God did this about you. About you. So how on earth do we fit in? Why did God create us? Why are you sitting here? Why were you born in the first place? Why are you here? Why do you exist? There has to be a reason. Besides, we evolved by an accident in evolution or something. John chapter 17, picking up if I can, in verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Keep them. You got them. You gave them to me. You keep them. Hang on. You'll see it. The end of the verse. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Reason that they may be one as we are one. In verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So, God, where did Peter, Paul, James, any of them? God, you gave them. God the Father gave them. And God the Father gave them, and the believing heart believed that Jesus Christ was sent by the Father, represented the Father. And so when they came to the Father that was the giver of them, they found themselves located in the wonderful person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. And we read, how many times? The Father hath given. The Father hath given. The Father hath given to me. The Father has given to me. Now, and in the light of that, John chapter 3. John chapter 3. And may I go to that which you are familiar with. Verse 16 directly. For God so loved the world, humanity, not the world system, humans. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God, you gave your Son, that whosoever, the Son of God represents you, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So when I see the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he came. Where did he come from? God the Father sent him so that we would know the Father, so that we would be able to be saved. And we are a whosoever, whosoever, whosoever. So all of us who are whosoever's in this world can be saved. Wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully saved. And God, now back over to John chapter 6. Verse 37. 6 and 37. All that the Father giveth me, they're going to come to me. They are going to come. And this particular verb, in the future, they're going to come, it means to arrive. It means to be present, to be found there. They are there. This isn't coming, it's arriving. They are located. Where are they located? They're with me. All that the Father giveth me shall arrive, shall be there. Everyone that comes is going to be there. They're going to be there. And in the process, they're going to be there. And thus, so that in a given place, at a given time, they're going to be there. Our Lord would use this word that you're looking at, shall come, without turning there. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 47, Jesus was come into the temple. He arrived. Where was he? He was in the temple. He was in the temple. The people that God the Father gives to the Son are going to be there. That's where they are going to be. They shall be there. Now, and continue. And verse 37. And him that cometh to me, him that is coming to me, that's a different come. It comes from going from one place to another, present tense. He that is coming to me, he that is coming to me right now, here they are standing in front of him. If you guys would come and believe that I am I am who I am, if you'll believe. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Him that comes to me, the one that is going to come. And verse 35, you'll see the verb. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me, there's your word that you're looking at in verse 37. And over in chapter 7, verse 37, you'll see it again, 7 and 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Come, come and drink. So here's the word. And verse 37, chapter 6, him that cometh to me, the one who is willing to come, present tense, middle voice, they themselves are coming. They are coming. Always the middle voice, it seems, in both all three places. They're coming. The one that wants to come. You choose. You volunteer. You yourself do it. You're going to come. Come to me. So here's the word coming. And in the light of that, over picking it up in John chapter 3, so you see it, to come. Everyone that comes to me. That's on our part. God gives it. Everyone that comes can arrive, and the person can come if they want to. They can come. Chapter 3, verse 2. Nicodemus, verse 2. 3, 2, John. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher. Come, come. There's your word. From God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. No one can do it. God, you have, Lord, here he is by night, Nicodemus, Pharisee, coming to the Lord. And he said, no one can do what you do. And you're a wonderful teacher, but no one can do what you do except you come from God. You must come from God. Uh-huh, that's correct. And keep going in chapter 3. We read verse 16, for God so loved the world. Now keep going down. Verse 17, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God wasn't after us condemning them. They're already dead in sins. They're already condemned. He was after getting them not condemned. He was after saving them. And the people stood there and wanted bread physically for their body, but not for their soul. We want a lot of things for our comfort, not for having a right standing with God and all of reality by the way of our Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, to be right inside, to have a right relationship to God and all of forever. Chapter 3, verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but is condemned already because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 18. Verse 19. This is the condemnation. Well, what is it? That light is come, there's your word, to come from one place to another. They're standing in front of them at this point, John chapter 6. He's standing in front of them. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And men love darkness rather than light because the deeds are evil. So it isn't that they could come, but they don't come. Verse 20, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh, there's your verb, to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. All that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. But I'm not going to come, I don't. Verse 19, I love darkness. Verse 20, I hate light. I'm not going to come. I'm not going to come. Verse 21, he that doeth truth cometh, there's your third time, to the light. Why? That his deeds should be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. God, you in your saving grace are able to make, forgive my sin and to make me whole. God, no one else can do that. No one on planet Earth can do that. Wow. So now in the light of that, so I'm coming. He that cometh to me. He that is coming. So I'm going to come. I need to come and take care of my heart, my soul. I need to come somewhere. I don't need to bring my baggage. I don't need to think about my burdens. I don't need to think about a lot of things. My belongings, my burdens. I don't need to think of that. What do I need most of all? I need God's saving grace in my heart. The saving grace of God. Be still, my soul, and know God in quietness and confidence, in returning and rest, in quietness and confidence. God, that's what you said. That's what you said. I need that. Now, having said that, back over, if you would, to John chapter 6. So the Father... The Son shows the Father. When you believe the Father is in the Son, then you get saved. And you come to Him because you realize the Lord Jesus Christ represents God, brings to us God. And the only way you can get saved, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I have to come. I have to come by way of Him. And I realize He's the only way to get there. So now, when I go to verse 37, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. So here are these people standing in front of him, and they aren't responding, they aren't moving. And then he says, to him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So if any of you step forward and believe, I'm not going to turn you away. You are a bunch of rebels and rascals, unbelievers. You're asking and looking for the wrong thing. But if you step forward, I will not turn you away. I will not turn you away. I will never, verse 37, I will in no wise cast you out. Remember, no wise is a double negative. It means never. It's never going to happen. In no way. Not at all. Never, never, never. You come to me, and I will never take you. I will never fail to receive you. You come, I'll receive you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. If they open the door, I will come in to him. They have to just open the door, and they receive me. But when in doing that, they receive me, John 1:12, as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the power, the privilege to become children of God. When they receive me, in a wonderful moment, I receive them. And it comes together like that. Wow. They receive me, and I receive them. Now, comfortable. And I will never, never, never cast them out. The word expel, to cast, to remove. I will never refuse. I will never turn them away. I will never, never do that. I will never say no. They cannot be. They are admitted. They are admitted. They have shall come to me. They have arrived. And those that have arrived, I will never turn them out. Never, never, never turn them out. Never. I won't turn them out. So now, in the light of that, and remember now the word expel, so you can see it, when our Lord in John chapter 2 drove them out of the temple. That's the word. He expelled all the people that were money, abusing their right and privilege in the temple, and he drove them out of the temple. But I will never drive you away from me. I will never drive you away from me. Ever, ever, ever. So God's sovereign, saving grace found in the lovely person of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, here we are. Verse 39. Verse 38. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I didn't come down to do my will. I came to do his will. I came for God the Father to show and give expression to his wonderful person in the wonderful person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man born in Bethlehem of Judea. That's what I did. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I came down to do not my will, but the will of the Father which sent me. And I came down to do that. So now, in the light of that, chapter 10, picking up, please, you'll have the word will. And the word will there has to do with God's pleasure. God's pleasure. The inclination, the bending down of God, that which pleases God, that which creates joy, that which God would like. God would like to see something. God would like to have something. It is God's disposition towards something that is God's good pleasure. God has good pleasure in what he's doing. God had good pleasure in sending his Son. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to please God and do his will. What is his will? To save whosoever that will come. To turn no one away. No one away. Bad guy, good guys, so-called. No one's turned away. No one's turned away at all. They're all able to become new creatures in Christ. And when I came to the Lord, when you came to the Lord, if you did, you will never stop being a new creature, will you? Are you ever stopped going to be, Ephesians 1, 6 and 7, highly favored, accepted in the beloved Son of God? You are always accepted in the beloved Son of God, no matter how. But as a believer, and what God has done, you have to adjust to it. Now, all of you are humans, and you were all born, true? And whether you like it or not, you are a human in the body you're in, and you belong, like it or not, to somebody, father and mother, in some way out of yesterday. And no matter whether you're good or bad, you're always the son, you're always the daughter, aren't you? Aren't you? You're always that. That's in the human. When I come to know the Lord as my Savior, you're born again, you're given the right and privilege to know Him. And that can never change. Now you can louse it all up and do nothing to enjoy it. There's no question. You can throw it all away as if you never had a father, as if you never had any benefits, as if you had no relationship. You could do that. Don't want to do it. Our Lord committed Himself. Our Lord committed. So when He has a commitment to you, He has a commitment to God. That's why you can't get lost. I will lose nothing. Why? I can't. My Father paid for it. I paid for it. So therefore I can't. I'm going to make it work. And it may not work as much as it could have, but at least it's going to work. Hebrews 10, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, there's your word, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offerings for sin thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come. The law didn't do it, no. Lo, I come in to do thy will, O God, Calvary's cross. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, that's the cross, by which will we are sanctified and set apart through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. God, you've given yourself to do what? That we are sanctified and set apart. You can't get rid of us. No, no, no. I can certainly deal with you in my grace and mercy, etc. But I'm not going to get rid of you. You aren't expelled. You aren't going to be turned out. It isn't going to happen. And you know, if you don't have that, you say, well, boy, that you can be a bad guy. No, you can't. You're not going to be a good guy unless you realize you can't be a bad guy. That come out all right? You can't. You have to understand that in the process to be a good guy, and be a good guy, and God's good will, then you have to be the bad guy that came to know the Lord as your Savior, and you believed in Him. When you believed in Him, you then that's what you did, and God saved you, and God did that. And I'm going to lose nothing, He said. So it isn't about that. It's about you, God. It's not about whether we have or don't have, how much we have. No, we have to understand that God, you want us to be who we are. So if we're going to act bad, that's on our end. But it doesn't change our relationship. And if I don't understand that, I'm never going to practice my relationship. I'm never going to practice it. Why am I going to practice being a son if I'm not sure? I'm a son. I can't. Going back to my father, if my father was alive, I was a son of Aaron F. Parsons. Good or bad, right or wrong, forever. At least in time. And I can't change that. Now I can throw it all away, or I can try to take advantage of it. But God You want God, and when I come to know the Lord in the spiritual sense, I can't change that. And it's because I can't change that, then I'm going to work at it. If I'm up and down, I don't know I'm saved or not saved. I don't know. Who knows? How know? God doesn't care. Look at my life. Look at my work, home, school, play, marriage, family, friends, health, wealth. Look at me. Wow. Not much. And if I feel that way, it's all right. I can do it. I lose. It's a terrible thing to have all those things in my head and heart wrongly. It's a terrible thing. But God, you've come along and you've made me a son. And therefore, I'm going to be a son. I get back with it again. I can't get back with it. I can get so down in the dumps that I'll never get back from in my earthly life. I'm going to stay down and down and down and down and down. And I'm never going to get up. I have to know, God, I can't stop being a son. I can't stop being saved. I can't stop it. It's a wonderful thing. I'm a new creature. Wow. Christ in you, the hope of glory. 1 John 5. When you get to 1 John chapter 5, you get to chapter 5, hold your finger there and go to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. And Revelation chapter 4, picking up, please, in verse 11. Remember the great worship and John in heaven looking at all the wonderment of tomorrow. Verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, 4:11, Revelation. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. That's the word will. I came to do the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? It is the pleasure of the Father to do this. For thy will or pleasure, they are and were created. God, that's us. And when we come to know the Lord as our Savior, and we truly get that, then you're going to ultimately work through it. If you're just religious and storing up knowledge and all that, it's not going to go anywhere. It has to lock in. I have, somewhere, a birth certificate saying that I was born to so-and-so, my father. But you know what? My birth certificate went somewhere. I have never... Do you carry around your birth certificate? Most of you don't. You don't carry your birth certificate around. Because you know who you are, don't you? Most of you. Don't you know who you are? You don't need a birth certificate. You don't need anyone to tell you. You know who you are. And therefore, you can be who you are. You may try to be a hypocrite, but you can be who you are because you are. You have to be a son to be a son. And if you aren't sure, then you're not going to be it. Why are you going to be it? There's no reason. No reason. It's just like pie in the sky, something later on. No, you're going to miss out. No, 1 John. Everything's for His will, His pleasure. God, it's Your pleasure to be my Father and God. That's right. Chapter 5 and in verse 11. This is the record, witness, 5:11, 1 John. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe, that have come. All that come to me I will in no wise cast out. And believe, and that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, K-N-O-W, that you have eternal life, and that purpose you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given to us an understanding, reason, that we may know, K-N-O-W, him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Period. You would, might remember or recall, the teacher had a class, and the class went on, and the teacher, in order to make a point or get a lesson across, had a gold watch. And the teacher had the gold watch, and she held the held the gold watch up and told the class that she would give it to whoever would come. Whoever would come, she'd give it to them. And the class all sat there and looked at the gold watch and whatever. One person got up, walked down the thing to the teacher, and to their surprise, the teacher handed the watch to the person and then had the person sit down, still having the watch. The person was able to come and believed that it was there. The rest of the class said, "We didn't think you meant it when you offered the watch. We didn't think you meant it. So we did nothing. God said, I will not expel you. I don't think you mean that, God. I don't think you mean that about me. I'm going to have my religious, theological, all kinds of arguments and discussion and debate, religious gobbledygook. And I'm never going to come. I don't believe it's possible. Don't tell me now, God help us. Listen, if God right now, put his hand out and said, take it. I don't believe, if you could understand that, I think it's hard to believe that you wouldn't take it. That God would take it right now. I give it to you right now. That's what he's doing. And all you got to do is take it. No, you don't mean it. I do. I do. Take my hand. See? Nah, he doesn't mean it. And I know what? I'm not going to give him any stuff about my thinking or my philosophy or my stupidity. Or I'm not going to display my ignorance. I'm going to take his hand. Huh? I'm going to take it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to believe. And when I take his hand, I reap all the benefits, don't I? And then, everything that was unclear to me, the light turns on, and wow! It's all real and wonderful. Wow. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Too good to be true, huh? Too good to be true? Or is it? Wow. Our Father in God, we thank you for your grace and kindness. And God, as we try to stumble along here and just tackle the awesomeness of this whole thing. God, it's an awesome thing. You're an awesome person. And God, here we are on planet Earth with all our ups and downs and ins and outs. The easy, the hard. But God, there's no one like you. God, all we have to do is come. All we have to do is believe. All we have to do is receive you as our Lord and Savior. And God, you make it all happen. It's a wonderful thing. God, deal with the heart of every man, woman, boy, or girl, not only here, right now, but across the state, the country, and the world. Thank you for loving them all, wanting them all saved, and being patient and long before being angry when they aren't. And our God, we're going to thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. Perhaps we could sing a stanza, please. In your hymnal 543.